It's time for the 8-Minute Devotion. The 8-Minute Devotion is a daily message that fills you with hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Here's your host, Pastor Cameron Walcott.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to the 8-Minute Devotion. So glad you've chosen us for a brand new week here on the podcast. And we are coming to you, I was going to say live, but it's not really live. This is pre-recorded, but I'm talking live. So we're coming to you live from the Cornerstone Michigan studios here in Mount Clemens, Michigan. And, you know, the studio has been such a blessing that we're able to record and produce content to bless others. You know, the studio was put together by Chaplain Road Short. And if you're in the Detroit area, Mount Clemens area, Macomb County, or even a little bit further, and you want to produce Christian content, do contact us, the8minutedevotion@gmail.com. We'll put you in contact with Chaplain Rhodes. He's the one who edits all the videos and helps record all of this. And we'll put you in contact with Chaplain Rhodes, and he can help you record as well. So let us know. It's a beautiful studio that God has blessed us with here in the center of Mount Clemens, Michigan. So having said that, we are going to jump back into today's devotion, and we are in Romans 9. We started Romans 9 last week. We're continuing it this week. Our theme is the election of God, and this has been a little different. Last week was a little different than our podcast normally. You know, normally on our podcast, we keep them a little more devotional, a little less theological. I am a theologian. I love studying theology. You know, that's what my degree is in. That's what my reading is in. But of course, in the 8-minute format, generally we're very encouraging. We don't go too deep into theology, but hey, every once in a while we need to check it out, especially since we're going through Romans. And I think that there are truths as we look at this theology, as we look at election, there are truths that will change the way we live. There are truths that will encourage our hearts to love Jesus more and to draw closer to him. So today's theme, as we continue talking about mercy, election and the mercy of God, how God's mercy interacts with whom he elects for salvation. Today, our theme is mercy on whom he wills. Mercy on whom he wills. And what does that mean? Well, let's read Romans 9, 15 and 16. It says this, "For God says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy." Our salvation is not based on ourselves. I know I've said that many times, but I don't think we can hear it too many times. Friends, we are not saved based on our own good works, our own innate goodness, our own right upbringing. We are not saved based on who we are. We are saved based on God's mercy, our faith in what he has done. It is not of our will. It is not of our running. It is not of our effort. But salvation is based in the mercy of God and God's mercy alone. God does not elect a group of people who deserve to be elected. He does not choose people for salvation based on their worthiness, but he elects those whom he chooses through no merit of our own. Verse 19 of Romans 9 takes it further. "Therefore, he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills, he hardens." God has mercy on some, and he hardens others. I do want to remind us, though, it's all based, I believe, clearly on the foreknowledge of God. It is based on the choice we make to say yes to the Lord, to bow our knee in submission, or to say no to the Lord and to do things our own way. It's not based on our good works, but we do have to say yes to the Lord. We do have to receive him by faith. And when we say yes to God, when we receive him, when we say yes to his work, praise God, he has mercy on us, even though we don't deserve it. He has mercy on whom he wills. And if we will just say, "Lord, make me a vessel of mercy. Make me one of those who say yes to you, God. Make my heart ready to say yes to you, Lord, and to be willing to be your servant. Lord, cause me to have a response of faith." We can live in that mercy of God. God has mercy on whom he wills. It also says whom he wills, he hardens. And of course, one of the best examples of this in the Old Testament is Pharaoh. If you remember the story of when the Israelites were trying to leave Egypt, and when God had said, "Let my people go," over and over in the scriptures we read, and God hardened Pharaoh's heart and he wouldn't let them go. God hardened Pharaoh's heart and he wouldn't let them go. And that may lead us to ask the question, well, did God just randomly choose to pick on Pharaoh? Did Pharaoh have no say in the matter? Was God just going to harden Pharaoh's heart and Pharaoh had no chance and no opportunity to do the wrong thing, or to do the right thing? Did Pharaoh have no opportunity to do the right thing? Friends, I believe that is not how it worked. I believe that the reason God hardened Pharaoh's heart is because Pharaoh made the choice to harden his own heart. If you look at Exodus, and you know, I've never studied out all 10, but I've heard this said, and I know it's true in principle, whether or not it's true in exact number, that there are about 10 times that the scripture says Pharaoh hardened his heart. And then there also are about 10 times that the scripture says God hardened Pharaoh's heart. In other words, Pharaoh first made the choice, no to God, no to faith, no to God's command. And as Pharaoh kept saying, "No, God, no, God, no to your command," what did God do? God then said no to Pharaoh. God then said to Pharaoh, "I am going to harden your heart." As Pharaoh hardened his heart, eventually he reached a point where God said, "Well, Pharaoh, if that's the type of ruler, if that's the type of person you're going to be, I'm going to harden your heart as well." God's actions go along with our decisions. It's based on the choices we make. So the all-important question becomes, What kind of person will we be? What kind of choice will we make? Will we learn to say, "Yes, Lord, I receive your grace. I receive your mercy. I have faith in you"? Or are we going to choose to harden our heart and set ourselves in the path of the wicked? Are we going to put our heart in the path of saying no to God? Or are we going to say yes? Eventually, God confirms the path and the decisions that we make. And if we train ourselves, not perfect, not that we become sinless, but if we train ourselves to over and over say yes to God, "Yes, Lord, I receive you. Yes, Lord, I believe you. Yes, Lord, give me grace to obey," God will put us in that path. If over and over we say, "No, Lord, I'm doing it my way. I'm going to do what I want. I'm my own God. I'm my own king." Eventually, God will confirm us in that path. By the grace of God, cry out and say, "Lord, give me a heart that says yes," and the Lord will show mercy on whom he wills. Thank you for watching and listening. We'll be back tomorrow on the 8-Minute Devotion.
Thank you for listening to the 8-Minute Devotion. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen to or watch it. And email us at the8minutedevotion@gmail.com with any questions or comments. May God bless you.